The audio you're about to hear was recorded in Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.
So I'm about to go on one of my rants. Y'all know how I fucking do. But this one's gonna be interesting because I think it's a very, intriguing topic. At least for me. I mean, you guys know, or maybe you don't know, I don't particularly care right now, that I've been building my personal brand all over the internet, pretty much. I'm practically on every platform. Obviously, if I'm fucking on Anchor, like, who the fuck knows about Anchor? Not many motherfucking people. Trust me. But yeah, so I've been building my personal brand. I love it because it's fucking me 24 goddamn 7. And I love me. And I'm wildly entertaining and charismatic. And there's something about the way I say shit and do shit that people find very appealing. There's a universal appeal there. I'm very aware of that. And this is not bragging. This isn't even a humble brag. This is just my observations of where my strengths lie, which is why I even started a personal brand to begin with, because I was looking for where my strengths were and where I could set myself up for success. So I started a personal brand that consists of a lot of things: music, real estate, business, entrepreneurship, navigating through a digital landscape, the music industry, you know, just tons of life, philosophy, psychology, just everything I'm fucking, it's me, like it's everything I'm interested in, you know, like it's the greatest thing I've ever done, like it's just fucking awesome. But I'm also fucking obsessed, completely fucking obsessed with making sure I do it the right way. Yes, there is a fucking right way, because there's a fucking wrong way. And let me tell you, that wrong way is fucked up. So let me explain. The personal brand business model, the fucking, the function of it, the structure of it, the business model, that's really what it is. I should have just stayed with that. But the personal brand business model is such that it's easy to become seduced by it. Because let me tell you, you can make chumps of a lot of money. Like, once you have people's attention and you've locked them in with that attention, you make them feel good, and then you try to sell them some shit on the back end, you know what I'm saying, at their expense, and it really only benefits you. Like, it's super easy to be seduced by the business model and fall into those huckster fucking traps, you know. And I mean a lot, even some respectable business people and entrepreneurs I see fall into the super right hook category, where it's just them throwing right hooks at you during their personal brand. They're not giving any value. It's not 51-49 at all. But because they're more respectable, I'm like, okay, I understand it was easy to be seduced. You are giving value, but you're making people pay money for it. And I don't judge you. I'm not judging anyone for the way that they want to make money or how they make their money. But I know that for longevity and just overall a better legacy and just a better fucking peace of mind, like feeling better at night at the end of the day when I go to bed, all of that shit is out the fucking window. Like, so that's the wrong way to do it, is to just feed on chumps and the lowest of the low, and maybe some winners that were turned into suckers for a little moment, or just some curious people that are really that willing to learn that they'll just shell out money for anything because they're so desperate to gain knowledge. And there's tons of people doing all of those things. It's so easy to make a lot of fucking money with the personal brand. It just is. And I don't want to fall into those traps at all. So I'm fucking obsessed. Obsessed. I'm obsessed with doing this the right way. I have never asked anyone for any money. I've never taken money to make a post. I just would never do that. First off, I would never sponsor anyone else's shit. I just wouldn't do that. I would prefer to make money with my personal brand, one, in accessibility, whether it's, accessibility is very important. So with the personal brand business model, it's just super easy to feed on the lowest of the low, the loserest of the losers, you know, chumps, suckers, people that will never win in the game of entrepreneurship or business, and they need to just become a fucking number 529 on the fucking food chain list in terms of business. Or number 13, or 2. Like, you need self-awareness, but now I'm getting into something else completely. I do that a lot. I have like ADHD, I don't know what the fuck it is. Nah, it's just I have large streams of consciousness and I really think about things deeply that I just go off on tangents. Because everything's relative. I definitely got off topic now. Alright, so anyway, the personal brand, the point is, the personal brand business model is easy to seduce even good people to make bad decisions in their benefit and not the audience's benefit. And the reason I know I'm going to win big is because I'm obsessed with making sure everything I do is in my audience's benefit. Fuck my benefit, because once I care about the other people's benefits, the people giving me their attention, whether you want to call them my fans, my customers, whatever the fuck it is you want to equate this to, depending on your industry and your market, I need to do everything I can to make everything I do in my audience's favor and nothing else. Because once it's in their favor, it's in my favor. Like, it's, I don't give a fuck how much fucking money you make because you were seduced by the business model. There's no way you go to bed at night as fucking sound as I do. And, in the long run, my legacy is going to mean way more than yours. You might not even be fucking remembered, besides being a huckster. Would you rather not be remembered at all, or would you rather be remembered as a fucking huckster? They're both terrible. I don't even know which one's worse. I'm like legit asking you, what would you prefer to be? Because they're both fucking terrible. Doing the right thing is always the right thing, and it's just better that way. Like, in the long run, everyone wants to do short temporary gain goals. They want the money now. They want $1 million now instead of taking 10 million in 5 years. If you made $1 million a year, which isn't much, let me fucking say, I'm using small numbers because it's just what popped into my head. Probably because I never even had $1 million, but matter of time. But anyway, it's not about the money. I'm just saying, I'm gonna be fucking successful. Because I'm doing this for the long run. I'm running the fucking marathon, motherfucker. I'm obsessed with having a good personal brand. I want to make my money with my personal brand the right way. I want to be, I, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the fucking best, and I want to give the most fucking value for my audience. Not for me, for my motherfucking audience. So whether that is doing keynotes, I would love to do keynotes. I love to maybe write a fucking book every 4 years, every 3 years, and it doesn't fucking matter to me how much they sell or shit like that, because I know if I'm really as good as I think I am, it will sell anyway. So I'm not even concerned with money necessarily. I'm concerned with winning, because money comes along with that, and it's not about the money. Money is a good indicator that what I'm doing is working, but how you make your money is more important than how much you make. End of the fucking story. I want to do this the right way. You know what I'm saying? I want to do this the right way. I want people to legit feel like I have influenced their life in nothing but a fucking positive way. And I want to do that to so many people that it fucking impacts the world and just the human race, to be completely honest. I want to do this the right way. Doing the right thing is always the right thing. I'm playing for legacy, which is why I'm not concerned with short-term temporary money gains. And this is why I'm going to win, and hucksters are fucking hucksters, and they're gonna lose. Let's see how everyone fucking does when the fucking market falls, when I'm still fucking progressing, and all these fucking hucksters are down for the count because they're fucking hucksters, bro. Yeah, I think I'm done now. Thank you for listening.
The audio you just heard was recorded in Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.